Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 78.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Horn. I'm going to ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Horn.
Please pray with me. Dear Lord, as we begin another legislative week, we ask your guidance, your support, and most especially your patience. As the citizens of this great state look to us for leadership, grant us the wisdom to make the prudent and pragmatic decisions necessary to build and sustain a better, more secure future for all of our citizens. Temper us with compassion and an abiding sense of good and fair judgment, so that every decision made and every law enacted not only honors your spirit of justice, but also your larger purpose for our lives. Guide and protect our men and women who work in the service of our country, our state, and our community. And when this day is over, and we lay down our burdens, we pray that you will look upon us and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And let us all say, "Amen."
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 13th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for June 13th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day, Dr. Carolyn Kleeman from Wilmington. Thank you for being with us today, ma'am. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House. Corporal Reed.
Representative Rena Turner, 84th District. Dear Governor Cooper, I respectfully submit my resignation from my seat representing House District 84, effective June 27th, 2019. It has been an absolute honor and privilege to serve the citizens of Iredell County in North Carolina House of Representatives since 2012. However, as my family grows and spreads out geographically, I would like to spend more time with them and our 7 grandchildren. I wish my colleagues in the General Assembly continued success as they work on behalf of the people of our great state. Sincerely, Rena W. Turner, Speaker of the House, Tim Moore, House Principal Clerk, James White.
Noted, but the Speaker regretfully, the Speaker does not want to accept the letter of resignation, but understands the lady doing so. So, Representative Turner, we understand. Thank you. Ratification of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 415, an act to clarify the requirements to make a photograph of a suspect of the time to show up where the suspect is a juvenile. House Bill 548, an act updating the definition of physical therapy to exclude the practice of chiropractic and to include manipulation of the spine without a prescription from the physician licensed to practice medicine in this state. House Bill 578, an act to remove statutory language in regards to legitimation of that is in conflict with the North Carolina Court of Appeals decision in Jones versus McDowell, 1981. House Bill 617, an act to eliminate the prohibition of referring juvenile to a teen court program. The juvenile has been referred to a teen court program previously. And the following bills due to ratify, properly enroll, and prepare for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 138, an act to revive the regular municipal election in the town of Black Mountain, Biltmore Forest, and Rhonda shall be held in the even number years. Senate Bill 139, an act to provide that the regular municipal elections in the town of Montreat shall be held in even number of years. House Bill 336, An act to extend the sunset suspension of the charter of the town of Spencer Mountain and to temporarily suspend the charter of the town of Eureka.
Chapter bills will be noted. House will come to order. Members, the chair is going to bypass some administrative matters and come back to those so that we may go ahead and take up the joint resolution in a manner so that the Senate would also have time to take it up. House Joint Resolution 820, the chair directs the bill be removed from committee and rules count and operations and is placed before the body for immediate consideration. The resolution, the clerk will read House Resolution 820.
Representatives Hurley, McNeil, and Lewis, House Joint Resolution 820, a joint resolution honoring the life and memory of Arleigh Franklin Culp, Jr., former member of the General Assembly. The House resolved, the Senate concurred. The
clerk is asked to read the resolution in its entirety.
A joint resolution honoring the life and memory of Arleigh Franklin Culp, Jr., former member of the General Assembly. Whereas Arleigh Franklin Culp, Jr. was born in Stanley County on April 9th, 1926 to Arleigh Franklin Culp Sr. and Mary Eula Smith Culp, and whereas Arleigh F. Culp received his education from Stanley County Public Schools and Catawba College, and whereas Arleigh F. Culp taught school in Ramsour High School from 1950 to 1951, then served as a public health sanitarian from the Randolph County Health Department from 1951 to 1961, and served as a soil and water conservationist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture from 1961 to 1986. And whereas Arleigh F. Culp was active in various civic and fraternal organizations in his community, including the Randolph Rotary Club, Marietta Lodge, number 444 AF, and AM Masonic Lodge in Ramsour, and the Ashbury JCs, of which he was a life member. And whereas Arleigh F. Culp served in Randolph County Forest Resource Association, Randolph Livestock Improvement Association, Board of Supervisors of the Randolph County Soil and Water Conservation District, North Carolina Central Piedmont Resource Conservation Development Council, and the Randolph County Planning Board. And whereas RDF Culp served with honor and distinction for 9 terms in the North Carolina House of Representatives between 1989 and 2006. And whereas during his tenure in the General Assembly, Arleigh F. Culp served on a number of committees, including appropriations, congressional redistricting, health and environment, rules, calendar, and operations of the House, and was a chair of the Committee on Public Employees and vice chair of the Committee on Agriculture and Subcommittee on Aging. And whereas Arleigh F. Culp received a Distinguished Service Award from the Ashbury JCs in 1959, and the Outstanding Citizens Award from C. Odell Tyndall Award from North Carolina Rehabilitation Association in 1998. And whereas Arleigh F. Culp was a veteran of the United States Navy from 1944 to 1946 and served as a crew member on the Navy Patrol Bomber as an aerial gunner, earned a Good Conduct Medal, and whereas Arleigh F. Culp was a member of the Jordan Memorial United Methodist Church in Ramsour, of which he served as chief usher and member of the men's Sunday school class. And whereas Arleigh F. Culp was preceded in death by his wife of 47 years, Daisy Mae Farlow Culp, and a daughter, Mary Ellen Culp. And whereas Arleigh F. Culp passed away on October 18th, 2017, at the age of 91, and whereas Arleigh F. Culp was survived by his sister, Mary Culp Spires, and numerous nieces and nephews. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the House of Representatives, Senate concurring, Section 1, the General Assembly honors the memory of Arleigh F. Culp, who expresses his appreciation for the service he rendered his community, state, and nation. Section 2, the General Assembly extends its deepest sympathy to the family of Arleigh Franklin Culp, Jr. for the loss of a beloved family member. Section 3, the Secretary of State shall transmit a certified copy of this resolution to the family of Arleigh Franklin Culp, Jr. Section 4, this resolution is effective upon ratification.
The lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House and guests, thank you for coming tonight. We want to honor Arleigh and his wonderful life and his service to our state. The joint resolution told you many things about Representative Arley Culp, so I will tell you about my friendship with him. I met Arley when I ran for the House seat, District 70, in 2006. He was retiring, and others had filed for the seat. He was already supporting one of those candidates. When I won the seat, he was very supportive and helpful. We became friends and talked often. We were both members of the Randolph Rotary Club, and he loved all kinds of music. He brought CDs and tapes for our listening enjoyment before our meetings. We never knew what would be coming up, whether it was opera or country or bluegrass, whatever. But whatever it was always good. When he made the decision to move to an assisted living facility, he chose the North Point in Asheboro, owned by his friend Lou Wilson and her family. He was a joy to the residents there, helping many of them when they needed help, pushing their wheelchairs and doing whatever he could to help them. I don't know if he bought a popcorn machine or if someone gave him a popcorn machine, but he really enjoyed it because he said the women there like popcorn and he was glad to share the popcorn. He was great. He was funny. I asked my pastor, David Milliken, to look in on Arley when he was visiting others at North Point. He and David hit it off, and David took Arley to the commemorative Air Force fly-in in Sanford, where he took a flight, on an Army Air Corps North American P-51 Mustang fighter. Arley had served during World War II as a gunner aboard a Navy PB-4Y privateer patrol bomber in the Atlantic. Arley said that he was 91 years old and wouldn't have many more chances to fly, so he was thrilled to take this flight. Arley joined the commemorative Air Force that day and became an honorary pilot of the P-51 Mustang Red Nose. The young man who had served his country at the age of 19 took another flight at the age of 91. I want to thank Sally Breedlove, who was a special friend to Arley, for helping me with information about his life. Others will be sharing other parts of his life. North Carolina House Representative Arley Culp was a gentleman and a gentleman and a gentleman, and that's what I told the news reporter when he passed away. I was blessed to have known him, and I commend the resolution to you. Thank you.
The gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, recognize, debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. After Arley retired, or when Arley retired, he actually lived in my House district, so I was his representative for several years. So I try my best to learn some of what I learned about the legislature from Arley, and he was always a kind and generous man to share. And you heard a lot about Arley's life today. You know, if you just threw out the rest of it, wow, just getting elected to the legislature 9 times says everything about the man that he could get elected 9 times. I personally knew Arley. I actually had an opportunity to visit in his house one time. I had given him a ride home, I think, from a Republican Executive Committee meeting. And so I had the opportunity to go in the house and sit down and talk to him a spell. And he was a very smart man and knew a lot about Randolph County. He knew a lot about the state and a lot about agriculture. But, you know, even after he retired, I saw Arley numerous times. Because he continued to be involved in local politics. He came to many of the executive committee meetings and the ladies' Republican meetings, the latter because Arley kind of loved the ladies. Even after Arley could no longer drive on his own, he still came to as many meetings as he could and often come to candidate fundraisers to eat a little and provide support and kind words to those who were running. I've been provided with just a couple of stories about Arley when he was young. His first real job was making $2.75 a week driving a laundry truck around Baden at the age of 13. That is until the sheriff came to visit his mama and told him that he was just too young to drive and he didn't have a driver's license. And maybe that's why, you know, it had an impression on his life, because later he worked for the Highway Patrol in Salisbury for 18 months as a radio dispatcher and rode with the Highway Patrol a lot. So I don't know, maybe if that having that visit from the sheriff gave him a taste for working for the Highway Patrol. Rumor has it that when Arley was in the legislature, he roomed with three other legislators. I understand that those records are sealed and not allowed for discussion, so I'll move on. But if those who roomed with him did say, Representative Arley Culp was a quiet individual who took his job seriously. Few realized he had a master's degree, but all knew he would always represent the will of his people. AC, as he was called, could always be counted on as a team player and help move a positive agenda, especially in the areas of agriculture and education. Mr. Speaker, Reverend Arley Culp was a great man and a great legislator. I recommend the resolution to you.
The gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members, a few weeks ago, we had the opportunity at the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings to reflect on the contributions made by the greatest generation. And as we reflect on it, we thought that they were the greatest generation, first by what they did in war, by winning the war, but also by what they did when they got back to America. They continued their service out of uniform to their country. And Representative Arley Culp epitomizes the greatest generation of which he was a part, as much as anyone I've ever met. And as that generation passes on, I'm glad we're taking this opportunity to honor him. He was a great man, and I'm grateful for his service, and I'm particularly grateful to have the opportunity to serve with him here. I commend the resolution to you.
Gentleman from Catawba, Representative Setzer, is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, when I became a member of the General Assembly, Arley was here. And Arley was what we'd call at home good people. And he was truly good people. He would help anybody that asked him. He never let the title go to his head. He never let a chairmanship go to his head. He was a human being, and he was an example that we all should follow. I miss Arley. He was good people.
The lady from Wilson, Representative Farmer Butterfield, is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Arley Franklin Culp, Jr., and I met in 2003 when I came to the House as a freshman legislator. He always had a warm, friendly, calm demeanor on and off the floor of the House. He was very methodical in his approach to public policy and the budget. Indeed, his smile, pleasant disposition, intellect, and quick wit will never be obliterated. His outstanding life and legacy of public service to his community, the district, and this state shall also not be forgotten. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend the resolution to you.
The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Members, in a previous, my first go-around in the General Assembly, I had the privilege, and it was indeed a privilege, to serve with Representative Culp. And I could go on and on about his kindness and his consideration, the way he treated people. But I think the thing that we ought to take from this, and Mr. Speaker, thank you for continuing this tradition. One of the great traditions of this House is we do honor former members who have gone on to meet their maker. The thing that I think we could take from Representative Culp, and we should, is he was a gentleman who loved his party. He was a Republican through and through, and when we'd go out to dinner and we would discuss things, we would disagree on policy and have our discussions. But Representative Culp loved North Carolina more than he loved the Republican Party. He loved America more than he loved the Republican Party. He was an example to us all. At the end of the day, it's not about party. It's about what's best for the people of North Carolina and the people of this country. And he put that first. Representative McNeil, I think it's very fitting that you serve in his district because you're much like him. And I say that very seriously. He is an example for us all. We should all put North Carolina first. He did. To his family, I say thank you so much for allowing him to serve this wonderful body. He was an example to us all. Thank you.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, Arlie Culp was my friend. He was my seatmate. He was my colleague. I'll tell you a few things that maybe you haven't heard yet. First of all, Arlie had every reason to not be the jovial man that we remember. Arlie faced much sadness in his life. His daughter died tragically in a car accident as she was coming home from college. His wife, about a year later, according to Arlie, from the sadness of the loss of his daughter. But instead of giving up, getting down, like many of us would have done, Arlie decided that he would live his life as best he could, and he would serve his fellow man. And that service, that giving of oneself, is exactly what Arlie did. If you don't mind, because he was my friend and my seatmate, there's a few things that I want you to know about Arlie. First of all, many of you have visited my desk and have gotten a piece of candy from this candy jar. This candy jar has been on this floor of this house for over 30 years. It was a gift to me from Arlie Culp. Now, when Arlie had it, I used a little more variety than he did. He would only use Mounds or Almond Joy, because he said if the phrase "sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't" applied anywhere, it certainly applied in this chamber. Which is why on your desk tonight, in Arlie's memory, you all have an Almond Joy. Speaking of this candy jar, I can remember one day on the floor, Arlie and I were sitting back in seat 99 and 100. And it's one of those days where we were having a special visitor. And you all know how things get when we have a special visitor. We all sit up extra straight in our seats, and we're a little more quiet than we would normally be. And they open those big doors, and in walked Miss Universe. Miss Universe was here to speak to the House of Representatives. And at least on the folks around me, everybody got real quiet. Arlie looked at me, he said, "You reckon she wants some candy?" I wanted to honor our Arlie on one of his birthdays. For those of you who don't know, Arlie had a little Ford Explorer type thing that he drove sometimes, but he also had like a 1973 Mercedes convertible. I didn't get to see that too much, but I knew that he had it. And I knew, just as Representative Hurley said, that Arlie had served in the Navy, and I knew that he was a flyer. He was a gunner on a plane. And I knew he had a personalized plate. It wasn't a house tag. It was a personalized plate on his car. And I had seen it one time, so I had this big cake made, and it said, "Happy Birthday, Arlie, Top Cat," because I thought that was his Navy handle, right? Well, after the nice little party that I threw for him out in the quad, he said, "David, I want to tell you, I really appreciate this party, but it's Tom Cat." He wanted me to be sure that I knew that. I know the speaker's going to introduce some of our former members that are here tonight, but I will tell you, unlike my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, who all of your caucuses are always peaceful and filled with love and joy, sometimes the Republican caucuses are not necessarily that way. And I can remember back in 2006, my beautiful baby daughter was born. And you know, used to in the old days, we'd give out cigars, you know. Well, they had this little trend come along where you would give out these candy bars, right? So I ordered these candy bars when my beautiful daughter was born. And it had her name and her weight and this picture of her. Well,
back then our caucus wasn't always on the same page on a lot of issues. And we're getting towards the end of one of them, and Leo Daltrey stands up and he holds up that picture. That candy bar. He said, listen, I don't mean to start anything. I don't want to take us down a long road here, but I just want to point out David Lewis's baby looks exactly like Arlie Culp. Arlie and I had a lot of fun together. I can remember one time Arlie and Representative Bobby Harold Barbie and I toured the Biltmore House in Asheville, which is a tremendous place. And we had this tour guide. And this tour guide knew every square inch of the Biltmore House. And he wanted us to know he knew every gold leaf flake. He knew it all. He knew, and we had a very long tour where we learned everything about the Biltmore House. And we get to the end of the tour, and the tour guide looks at us knowing that he couldn't have possibly missed anything about the Biltmore House because his tour was that good. And he looked at us with such confidence and pride, and he said, do you have any questions? And Arlie said, yeah, do they still sell the ice cream outside the chamber? You know, his mind was where he wanted to go. Three more quick stories, and I'll sit down. One day I came in, and Arlie was sitting in his chair, and he didn't look like himself. He wasn't himself. He didn't feel good. You could just tell. Age just started to creep on Arlie a bit. And I said, Arlie, what's wrong, buddy? And he said, David, my legs hurt all the time. And I said, well, Arlie, have you thought about that you might be dehydrated? Maybe you should drink some water. He said, I thought about that, but if I drink water, I have to get up and go use the bathroom. I don't feel like walking to the bathroom. So he shot down my idea pretty fast. Arlie, until he left us, continued working for people and loving people and loving politics. I'm told by the great person who runs the adult care home where Arlie spent his last days that literally up until the end, he would take around voter registration forms and made sure that people registered Republican as they should. And, last thing I'll say, some of us, we all love and respect each other in here, but sometimes we get a little bit cross with each other. Sometimes we might say things that we later have to apologize for. George Cleveland has to do that all the time. And I asked Arlie one time, I said, Arlie, every day in and day out, I never hear anybody say anything bad about you. Nobody ever disparages your character. Nobody ever attacks you. How do you do that? And he looked at me and said, David, as you get older, trouble starts to leave you alone. So I will leave you with this. All of us are only given a certain number of days, hours, minutes, seconds, opportunity to make a difference. Arlie Culp used his. He used his to the benefit of the people of Randolph County and the people of this great state. I'm so proud to call him my friend, and I'm so proud to commend this resolution to you.
Question for the House. The passage of House Joint Resolution 820 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 92, having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Joint Resolution 820 passes second reading. Will, without objection, be read a third time.
The House resolved. The Senate concurred.
Question for the House. Passage of House Joint Resolution 820 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 820 having passed third reading. His order is sent to the Senate by special messenger. Members, if you would bear with me, we have a number of special guests to welcome here with us this evening. So if you would give the chair a few minutes to read through. We're honored to have quite a few guests from Randolph County. We have, as your name is called, if you could please stand. Sally Breedlove, David Overman, Lou Wilson, Pastor David Milliken, a number of Rotary Club members with Mr. Culp. Also, we have Mayor Bert Lance, Stone City Council members Larry Warlick, Louis Dorsett, City Manager Zeb Holden, Jocelyn Moon, the Parks and Recreation Department, Beverly Nelson, President of the Archdale Trinity Chamber of Commerce, Tim Kennedy, joined by his wife Debbie, Mike Weiner, and Dave Craven, who is the chairman of the Randolph County GOP. Would you please join me in welcoming these guests with us this evening? Also, we have a number of former members who are with us. I'll start in the gallery. First of all, in the gallery, we have former Speaker Harold Brubaker, former Representative Jerry Dockham, and then on the floor, we have former Representative Skip Stamm, former Representative Leo Daughtry, former Representative Art Pope, and former Representative Billy Creech, and also accompanying Representative Stamm is his grandson, James Estes, who's an honorary page with us this week. Please join our fellow members with us as well. And the chair will indulge a moment of personal privilege and simply say we want to welcome our former members for being here. We're honored that you all came with us this evening. I'll echo what Representative Richardson said. I do think this is an important tradition that the House should continue to carry on. And I'll also say I too knew Arlie Culp and was around sometimes when some of those stories that David Lewis talked about happened. And he was a fine gentleman, and we certainly miss having him, but we know he's in a better place. And so we appreciate the family and friends for taking their time to be with us this evening. We're going to move back to our other business. Representative Lewis, recognized, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House Committee Report, Senate Bill 556, GSC, People First Language, 2019, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable original bill.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, House Committee Substitute will be calendared for Thursday of this week. Representative Lewis, recognized, send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House Committee Report, Senate Bill 191, Out-of-State Law Enforcement, 2020, Republican Convention, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable original bill.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, House Committee Substitute will be countered for Thursday, June 20th.
Senate Bill 242, Recreational Land Fee Changes, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute.
Senate Committee Substitute is placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute will be calendared for Wednesday, June 19th.
House Bill 607, Massage Board Membership, favorable Committee Substitute number 3, unfavorable Committee Substitute number 2.
Committee Substitute number 2 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee Substitute number 3 will be calendared for Tuesday, June 18th.
Senate Bill 95, Veterans Memorial Fund, do not revert. Favorable House Committee Substitute number 2, unfavorable House Committee Substitute number 1.
House Committee Substitute number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar. House Committee Substitute number 2 will be calendared for Wednesday, June 19th. Representative Lewis, recognized, send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 37, Child Sex Abuse Extends Statutes of Limitation, favorable.
Calendar for June 19th.
Senate Bill 30, Stanley CC, Contracting Date Extension, favorable.
Counter for June 18th.
Senate Bill 227, TP3, Principal Fellows Consolidation, favorable.
Counter for June 20th.
Senate Bill 235, Franklin Nash Municipalities, Unfit Dwellings, favorable.
Counter for June 18th.
Senate Bill 366, 10th Grade College Transfer Pathways, favorable.
Counter for June 20th.
Senate Bill 529, fees, return checks, favorable.
Calendar for June 20th. Messages from the Senate, Corporal Reed.
House Bill 57, State Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to create the term of public schools that include various types of public schools in the state and to codify the North Carolina Virtual Public School Program for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter to Rule 36B for Wednesday, June 19th.
House Bill 531, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes to general statutes to reflect the restoration of federal protection tenants in this foreclosure act for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter percent Rule 36B for Wednesday, June 19th.
House Bill 664, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to establish an educational attainment goal for the state for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar percent Rule 36B for Wednesday, June 19th. Ask our pages to please come forward at this time. While the pages are gathering, members, tomorrow's session will be at 3 p.m. There will be three bills on the calendar tomorrow. Wednesday's session more than likely will be at 2, but we'll give notice of that for sure tomorrow. There will be a number of bills on Wednesday's calendar. Thursday session time is to be determined. The reason that we are having a light calendar tomorrow is at the request of the appropriations chairs. And so as far as the schedule for Wednesday or Thursday, we're doing that in coordination with our appropriations chairs as they attempt to resolve a budget this week. To our pages, we're glad to have you with us this week. The clerk is going to call your name, and when he does, if you would step forward or somehow acknowledge who you are, so my members and I will know who each of you are. The clerk will introduce the pages.
William Chadwick, Carteret County, sponsored Representative Pat McElrath. Joseph Demonchek, Carteret County, sponsored Representative Pat McElrath. Casey Holland, Johnston County, sponsored Representative Larry Strickland. Elizabeth Holland, Forsyth County, sponsored Representative Kyle Hall. Isabel Engel, Buncombe County, sponsored Representative Brian Turner. Hannah Lee Isaacs, Orange County, sponsored Representative Verla Ainsco. Keaton Jones, Columbus County, sponsored Representative Brendan Jones. Kara Jones, Randolph County, sponsored Representative Alan McNeil. Arthur Kentivong, Hope County, sponsored Representative Elma Floyd. Emma Mack, Moore County, sponsored Representative James Bowles. Lorelei Marsh, Orange County, sponsored Representative Craig Meyer. Sarah Martin, Wake County, sponsored Representative Greer Martin. Blake Mertz, Cleveland County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Robert Prather, Wake County, sponsor Representative Greer Martin. Parker Rowan, Wake County, sponsor Representative Greer Martin. Skylar Sexton, Randolph County, sponsor Representative Pat Hurley. Jack Tyne, Dare County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Emma Tucker, Beaufort County, sponsored Representative Michael Speciale. Gianna Ressler, Mecklenburg County, sponsored Speaker Tim Moore. Gavin Wilkins, Robeson County, sponsored Representative Charles Graham.
To our pages, we want to welcome you here with us this week. We hope this will be an informative week where you'll have a chance to learn a little bit about your government, but also a chance to make some friends from around the state. I'd ask my colleagues, please join me in welcoming our pages. Pages may return to your post. Notices and announcements. Lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, recognized for an announcement.
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement, please.
The statement will be read upon adjournment. The lady is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. Today, one of my cities, or this July the 8th is really the date that's going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Archdale, North Carolina. It was previously known as Bush Hill, and it began as a predominantly Quaker settlement and received the name Archdale as a tribute to John Archdale, a Lord Proprietor and an early Quaker governor. In the early 1960s, concerned about a sustainable water supply spurred the meeting that encouraged citizens to help decide what direction their community should take. On July the 8th, 1969, the citizens of Archdale and Trinity voted on merging the two communities. Trinity voted against the merger, but Archdale voted to incorporate with a vote of 341 to 301. The interim city council members were Doris Spencer, Joel Williams, and Bill Tucker, chairman. Henry York Sr. became its first mayor. The first city council members were Robert Cooper, Phil Hunsucker, Bill Kinley, Doris Spencer, J.J. Warren, and Joel Williams. Attorney Don Miller became Archdale's first legal counsel, and the first city clerk, Nancy Burrow, was hired on April the 15th, 1970. The city seal was adopted in 1972. In 1973, Archdale entered into a $2.4 million agreement with Davidson Water, solving one of the main issues that drove its initial incorporation attempt. It took 2 years for the first customer to be hooked up to the water system. It took until 1978 for Archdale to get its sewer system. In 1974, the first permanent home for Archdale City Hall was completed and the first city manager, Dalton Fulcher, was hired. The city has a wonderful library that was begun by a core group of residents in 1972, and the first board members were Zeola English, Hazel Hancock, Ruth Miller, Martha Stundum, Marion Tillman, Jerry's wife, Senator Tillman's wife, and Roy Allen. Because of a bicycle accident, a citizen became concerned for safe bicycle paths. The Archdale Community Park Committee was named and included Nancy Swiderski, Tony Chapman, Opal D. Hart, Catherine Griffin, Tommy Hughes, and Norma Kirkman. Bill and Elizabeth Aldridge gave 18 acres for the park that was named Creekside Park. Today, Archdale is a thriving city with approximately 12,000 people. We have some of them here tonight, and you have recognized some of them, and I will name them here. The Mayor, Burt Lance Stone, the City Council members, Larry Warlick, Roger Blackwell, Robert Trey Gray III, Louis Dorsett, John Glass, and Tim Williams. The city manager is Zeb Holden. Congratulations, Archdale, and thank you, Dan Warren, for the information in the Archdale Trinity News that helped me write this. Thank you.
The chair would ask the members to please again welcome our guests from Archdale. We introduced them earlier through the resolution, but want to thank you all for being with us. Thanks for being with us again this evening. And the chair would remind the body this evening when we adjourn, it will be a memorial motion to adjourn. The members could take that into account when we do our adjournment motion. For what purpose does the gentleman from Stokes, Representative Hall, rise?
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal and like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
Chair does direct that the representative statement be read upon adjournment, and the gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to take this opportunity to extend my sincerest congratulations to North Stokes High School Lady Vikings for their win at the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Class 1A State Softball Championship. The Lady Vikings won 2 out of 3 games in the series, which resulted in their second state championship title in school history. This year, the Lady Vikings ended their remarkable season with only one loss, with a record of 29-1. During his tenure as head coach, Jeff Fries achieved over 203 career wins with the team and has led them to 2 state championships. It is evident that Coach Fry and the Lady Vikings have many more victories in their future, and I hope you'll join me in congratulating them on earning this championship title. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and go Vikings.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Watauga, Representative Russell, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want everyone to help me celebrate and thank my wife for 41 years of marriage as of today. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil Rice?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
I too rise today to speak to a point of personal privilege for Archdale and her 50th anniversary. I see most of them have left now, but I'll trudge on. My first real memory of Archdale was when I was assigned to work that area as a deputy with the Randolph County Sheriff's Office in 1979. So I will speak of Larchdale from a law enforcement perspective. At that time, it was a small town of about 5,000 people sitting at the crossroads of Highway 311 and 62. There was no police department in Archdale at the time, although the city had hired a retired High Point police captain to plan and organize a future department. At that time, the chief did not perform any law enforcement duties, so all the crime from the city was reported to the sheriff's office and was responded to and investigated by the sheriff's office. Any crime you can imagine, from assault to domestic violence, trespassing, burglary, we did it all. Archdale is bordered to the west by High Point, and small portions of Archdale are still in Guilford County, so it's not all in Randolph. Sheriff's office had an office on Balfour Drive near the elementary school, and it looks pretty much the same today. But it closed. The Archdale Soda Shop was really the only place to eat in town, but it closed early and there was no restaurants in Archdale, so we often drove up into High Point in Guilford County to eat at night or get a cup of coffee. There was the drive-in theater on Highway 311 where you could get a burger and fries when they were open. However, when the drive-in switched over to all X-rated movies, the sheriff forbid us to go there to eat. Cook Service Station is where we could gas up our patrol vehicle, so it became our hangout. Many a tall tale and joking occurred around there at Cook's. The station is still there and looks the same as it did in 79. Many of you travel I-85 back and forth from your district to Raleigh. Know that I-85 passes right through Archdale. Well, not in 1979. The current I-85 was officially opened in 1985. During the 2 to 3 years, though, it was being built in Archdale. It was part of our duty to keep trespassers off of it and to keep the thieves from emptying the heavy equipment of their fuel. Well, Archdale is no longer a sleepy little town with few restaurants. It's a town of 12,000 people. There are numerous restaurants, motels, groceries, and retail shops. The drive-in is gone, the shopping center in its place. Sheriff's office is still on Balfour Drive. Now the City Hall and Police Department are across the street on Balfour Drive. Archdale now has a first-class police department with 20-time full-time sworn officers and 6 civilian staff. Driving through Archdale these days brings back a lot of memories of the past years. Many things have not changed, but more has than not. Happy birthday, Archdale. You have come a long way. I hope the next 50 years will be as good. Thank you.
Thank you. For what purpose, gentlemen from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise.
Mr. Speaker, inquiry to chair, Mr. Speaker.
Recognized.
Mr. Speaker, you so gracefully blessed us with the schedule Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There's not hope that we'll be here Fridays.
Only the Cumberland County delegation has to be here Friday. Now it looks like you'll be free Friday. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, June 18th at 3 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1 and in honor and memory of former Representative Arlie F. Culp, Jr.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Hurley, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, June 18th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1 and in honor and memory of former Representative Arlie F. Culp, Jr. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
so many bills, they slip off the thing. Hey. Hello. On motion of the chair, the following bills are withdrawn from various committees and referred to various other committees. House Bill 463, short title, Education Job Readiness in Prisons and Jails, withdrawn from the Committee on Education Universities, recommitted to the Committee on Rules, See Referrals to Appropriations, Education, and Appropriations Full Committee, are stricken. Senate Bill 399, Rehire High Need Teachers, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Pensions and Retirement. The SEER referral to Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 86, Small Business Health Care Act, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Health. SEER referral to Insurance is stricken. The SEER referral to Rules remains. Senate Bill 168, Expand Allowed Medical Use Cannabis Extract, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Health. SEER referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 316, Affordable Housing, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Regulatory Reform. SEER referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 353, Expand Cartway Path Law, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Regulatory Reform. SEER referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 29, Move Over Law, Increase Penalties, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. SEER referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 61, Guardian Parent Authorized Plate, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Transportation. SEER referral to the Committee on Finance and the Committee on Rules are added. Senate Bill 390, DuPont State Forest Financial Study, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government. SEER referral to the Committee on Rules added. Senate Bill 429, Utilities, Water, and Wastewater Consumption, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. SEER referral to Rules added. Senate Bill 433, DNCR Omnibus Agency Bill Changes, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government. SEER referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 444, Allow Use of Oyster Shells as Serving Dishes, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Regulatory Reform. SEER referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 458, Establish Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Day, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Health. SEER referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 508, Civil Procedure Deponent Declaration, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. SEER referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 604, Amend North Carolina Veterinary Practice Act, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Regulatory Reform. SEER referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 478, Removal Power Modify Reporting, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government. SEER referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 466, EDPNC Modifications, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Commerce. SEER referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 474, Cleanup Obsolete Boards, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. SEER referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 493, DVPO Time of Expiration, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. SEER referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 352, Amend NC Controlled Substances Act, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Health. SEER referrals to the committee, to committees of Judiciary and Rules are added. Senate Bill 606, Prioritize Native NC Plants on Highway ROW, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Transportation. SEER referral to the Committee on Rules added. Senate Bill 105, Federal Motor Carrier Safety PRISM, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Transportation. These here referral to Rules remains. Senate Bill 127, Protect Governmental Accountability, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. Here referral to the Committee on Rules remains. Senate Bill 161, enact. We'll suspend. Continuing referrals, Senate Bill 161, enact the North Carolina Caregiver Act, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Health, serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 208, limit local restrictions, non-commercial signs, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Regulatory Reform, serial referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 212, child welfare aging component, NC FAST, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Health, serial referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 218, clarify state recognition, Lumbee Indians, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary, serial referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 226, limit who may advertise adoption laws, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Commerce, serial referral to the Committee on Rules added. Senate Bill 230, excused absences for military children, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education, K-12, serial referral to Rules is added. Special message from the Senate. Clerk will read.
House Bill 389, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize public colleges and universities to allow alcohol sales in stadiums, athletic facilities, and arenas located on school property for concurrence of the Senate Committee Substitute.
Pursuant to Rule 36B, the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 389 will be calendared for 6:19 Wednesday. Reading of a representative statement, two of them. The clerk will read.
A representative statement congratulating the city of Oxdale for its 50th anniversary. Whereas Oxdale was originally settled in 1786 by Quakers who called the area Bush Hill, and whereas the name was changed to Oxdale in 1887 in honor of John Oxdale, Quaker governor of the colony of North Carolina, and whereas addresses need to be sustainable supply of quantity drinking water in Northwest Randolph County, voters chose to incorporate the city of Oxdale on July 8, 1969, and whereas Oxdale's city seal adopted in 1972 set forth the community's principle in unity, loyal, and progress, and whereas from the initial donation of 18 acres, Creekside Park in Oxdale has furnished into an award-winning 110-acre regional park for numerous active and passive recreational amenities. And whereas Oxdale takes pride in being recognized for the safe and clean communities suitable for raising a family, opening a business, and running an industry. And whereas Oxdale is suitable at the crossroads, situated at the crossroads of two interstate highways in the heart of North Carolina, is poised for growth in the years to come. And whereas progressive leadership and professional staff have Oxdale prepared for the opportunities and challenges for the next 50 years. Now, therefore, the city of Oxdale's 50th anniversary is worthy of celebration, and the city's citizens deserve to be congratulated on this occasion. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the following statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 17th day of June, 2019, submitted by Representative Pat Hurley, submitted by Representative Alan McNeil, James White, Principal Clerk. A representative statement honoring the girls' softball team at North Stokes High School and winning the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Class A1 State Softball Championship. Whereas on June 1st, 2019, the Lady Vikings of North Stokes High School won the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Class 1A State Softball Championship. And whereas the Lady Vikings defeated the Lady Bruins of Camden County High School in two games during the best of three series games to capture the softball championship. And whereas on the road to the championship, North Stoke captured the NCSAA 1A West Region title on May 25, 2019 with a 2-3 walk-off home run win over Robinsonville High School. And whereas with 203 career wins, Coach Jeff Fryer also led the Lady Vikings during the state softball championship against Whiteville High School in 2014. Now, therefore, the girls softball team at North Stokes High School and their coach, Jeff Fryer, deserve to be recognized for having an outstanding season and for winning the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Class 1A State Softball Championship. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 17th day of June, 2019, submitted by Representative Kyle Hall, James White, Principal Clerk. Yes.